The leader of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, Wednesday announced the formation of an Indian branch to raise the flag of jihad across the subcontinent. In a 55-minute video released on the Internet, Zawahiri said the founding of this branch would allow the return of Islamic rule to the subcontinent. He said the group would take the fight to India, Myanmar, also known as Burma, and Bangladesh, and recognize the leadership of Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Omar. National University of Singapore India analyst Kanti Prasad Bajpai told VOA's Victor Beatty the news will not be well received in Hindu-dominated India.
He's an old antagonist, going back to his links to Afghanistan. So his message that India is included in their horizon, it'll underscore what people have always feared. But, of course, this very explicit stance towards India will mean that Indian security planners must take note.
Why does he go public with a 55-minute video announcing this when he could just clandestinely go in there and set up shop?
I think there are two reasons at least. The first is that he's in some competition with IS or ISIS, and his announcement, I think, is loaded with some indirect and somewhat negative references to the way that IS has been operating. So I think part of that is to bring Al-Qaeda central back into the picture for would-be militants and, extremists. The other message, I think, is, of course, a reminder that, they're around in South Asia and active here and would like to recruit in this region. India has 15% of its population is Muslim, and that makes India the third biggest Islamic country in the world, if I might put it that way. So it's a possible hunting ground and recruitment ground for him.
Does India have a sufficient counterterrorism operation?
India's had terrorism problems now for at least two decades in varying degrees. So, yes, there's a pretty sophisticated counterterrorism apparatus in India, which doesn't mean we always get it right, but it does mean that intelligence, policing is fairly sophisticated and in depth. And of course, we collaborate with partners, including the United States. I think there'll be a worry, of course, at this announcement, but it won't come as a great shock, and I think Indian intelligence and police organizations will of course, begin to gear up to deal with it.
Bajpai says since Narendra Modi's election as prime minister, sectarian tensions have increased between majority Hindus and the minority Muslim community. He says this is especially true in India's most populous northern state of Uttar Pradesh, where provincial elections loom. He says this presents a challenge to the new Indian leader, who has so far remained quiet about it. Terrorism expert Greg Barton of Australia's Monash University says Zawahiri's announcement represents Al-Qaeda's effort to outflank the growing popularity of the Islamic State group, which he says is attracting young Muslims from all over the world.
And, of course, Al-Qaeda's star has seemed to be declining while IS's star is rising. I think Zawahiri is trying to get back in the game, and one area they haven't paid sufficient attention to in the past has been South Asia beyond Afghanistan, Pakistan. So thinking of India, Bangladesh, there are a lot of Islamist groups and lots of activity, and there's been a long history of attacks. They're never going to be able to achieve any political domination the way that the Islamic State has. They likely will pick up a presence, and it's about their sense of importance, and it's about their credibility, their brand image.
Al-Qaeda, since Osama bin Laden's killing by U.S. commandos in 2011, what's the status of that group now?
Depends whether we mean Al-Qaeda core or the Al-Qaeda affiliates. So Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, based essentially in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghrib in Algeria, and of course Al-Qaeda in Iraq has now morphed into something that's separated in the form of Islamic State. Then you've got other affiliates like Al-Shabaab and wannabe affiliates like Boko Haram. The affiliates are all going very strong. In fact, I think they have a very strong future, in, sad to say, in the Horn of Africa, at the Sahel in North Africa, and across the Middle East. Al-Qaeda core is locked in Afghanistan, Pakistan. Perhaps they sense with the elections over that they've got a good long-term presence in Afghanistan. They certainly need local backing. That's been their problem. They've often been seen to be an unwarranted house guest, adding burdens to the Taliban and other groups. So I guess Zawahiri is trying to lock in a long-term presence in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region.
Barton says the immediate concern is that al-Qaeda will provide the inspiration and training to young Muslims to use bombs against public targets. As for IS, Barton says with the right coalition between the West and regional powers like Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and even tacit support from Iran, the Sunni militant group's recent successes can be reversed.